how would he say it? You know, what Danny would call a pie. It wasn't round like a pie. It was just a big dish of pie.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, and you only had to make one crust to go across the top.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. It wasn't no crust underneath in that.
Okay.
Just bread on top.
What did he call, what was the custard?
That was a pie. It was round pie shape. Mm-hmm. You know, like, he loves egg custard.
Yeah. For a while. That's good.
That's what he would call it.
Okay. Can you grow peaches here?
Sure.
Yeah. Do you ever have some kind that you can just break open?
Mm-hmm. I don't know the name of them.
Yeah.
What kind they are, but yeah, we had peach trees. We also had one that I know him. It's called a little Indian peach.
Mm-hmm.
It's a smaller peach and it's red looking.
Mm-hmm.
It's got a lot of red. It's real sweet. It's a good peach.
Mm-hmm. Can you buy them in the store?
Well, you probably could, but I think all the trees my dad had has finally died out. I believe they're old, kind of an old fashioned type.
Yeah, yeah. Do people ever save, you know, I know some places people try to carry on, you know, the old seeds and varieties and stuff like that, you know.
Yeah, well, my daddy always tried to protect his trees, you know.
Uh-huh.
But as they got so old, they just eventually died out, you know, and I don't know of any around his farm anymore that
mm-hmm.
are producing peaches mm-hmm. or apples. Some of the old apple trees are gone.
Yeah. Yeah. So you don't know of any other kinds of peaches?
Just the one that you're talking about, you could break open in that Indian peach.
Yeah.
Is the only thing I can remember. Okay. Right as we had.
What would you call the inside part of it? The hard part? The peach?
A seed?
How about on a cherry?
All right. It didn't have no extra name for it, just a seed.
Same thing, yeah. Just a seed. Okay. This is about different kinds of, like, wild animals. Frogs, you know, different kinds of frogs.
We got your regular toad frog.
Mm-hmm.
And then your bullfrog.
Okay.
That's about all I'm familiar with. I'm sure it's a whole different kind.
Yeah. What about the kind that lives in trees and?
Tree frog. Yep. Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Okay. How about worms? You ever go fishing?
Sure.
What kind of worms do you use? Do you dig up your own?
Yeah, we call them just regular earthworms.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm always familiar with.
You don't have any special kind?
No, just whatever you can find, dig up. Yeah, that was it.
Yeah.
And a grub worm. We like to catch a grub worm a whole lot.
What are those?
It's not really, don't look like a worm. It looks more like a gigantic, healthy termite, really. About 20 times larger than a termite, but it's underground, you know, it just
uh-huh.
feeds off of
uh-huh.
minerals and get out of the soil and stuff. It's
white.
It's white looking.
Yeah. Okay, I think I've seen some of those in the garden. I didn't know what they were. What about those little fish? You know, some people use those for.
Yeah.
Do you ever use them?
Not much. No, I was growing up, which I can use all different stock kinds of stuff now, but when I was growing up, it's basically the grub worm and the earthworm.
Okay. What about the turtles? You have different kind of turtles that live like in the water? Or on the dry land?
We don't have many.